Today we're going to speak a few nekudas about the gashmius of the Levyosin itself. The first, the very, very fascinating thing about the Levyosin is that nowadays, if you would find the Levyosin somehow and get hold and kill it, it would be usher to eat. Because according to most days, the Levyosin is a god tummy. The whole fish, Levyosin, which is the king of the fish, is a dog tummy, according to most shittas. And therefore, if you would find the Levyosin today, it would come out that it would be usher to eat. Lasid lovey, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be different status in inyanim of tumah. Like we know that lasid lovey, different inyanim of tumah are going to be nitair. Different inyanim of tumah are going to be made to her, like it says in Negev the Chazir. Lama nikir shemay chazir, she'asit chazir li yitor, that's going to end up being tor. There are different in yonim of tumah, which are going to change loss of love. One of those things, which are going to be mutter, loss of love, which is usher now, is the union of the Levyosin. What's going to happen with the Levyosin itself? So we're going to speak at length about the Sudas HaLevyosin. That's going to be a whole sugya for itself, different pratim in the sugya. There's a lot of interesting things that are going to happen with the Eirei Shel Levyosin, with the skin of the Levyosin. The Gemara brings down that according to one of the Shittis, the Eibishter is going to make a big sukkah, mi Eirei Shel Levyosin. Hashem is going to make a big sukkah from everyone, that the sukkah is going to be made, Me'ayde Shel Levyosin. The Gemara says, V'negeya sukkahs, Ru'uyin ko Yisrael leishev v'sukkah achas, that all the Yidin are fitted to sit in one sukkah, and therefore, when is this inyan going to happen? The inyan is going to happen, Be'ikir b'zman Shel Levyosin. In the time of the Sudas Levyosin, then all the Yidden are going to be in the Sukkah Me'oidei Shel Levyosin. Based on what we explained earlier, it makes a lot of sense why Davka Oidei Shel Levyosin, because the Inyan of Sukkah is the Izgalos of the Etzim HaNeshama, it's the Makif, which is Megala of the Etzim HaNeshama. And we explained that the Inyan of the Levyosin is the idea of the Yichud Eilah, the highest level of Aveda and Avedas Hashem. That is the story Me'oidei Shel Levyosin. Now, we have to speak a little bit about the other parts of the Levyosin that we explain, that now we're going to get into the idea of the counterpart of the Levyosin. The counterpart of the Levyosin is the beast called the Shar Habar, the wild beast of the desert. The Medrash and Vayikra Rabba says an amazing story. It says like this, that for all those that did not, those days in the time of the Medrash, what was equivalent of these video action videos was the idea they used to go to arenas and they used to watch these feuds, that these people, they would fight with the bulls and they would, all these different situations would go on in the arena. And therefore, it was a big taiva to go watch these matches. So it says, whoever did iskafia and did not go to watch these matches are going to be zeichet an amazing show, Lasid Lovey. What's going to be the show? The show is going to be like this. That there's going to be a big shur, which is called the Shur Habar, and there's going to be the Levyosin, and they're going to face off each other, and then there's going to be a matzu, that the Shur Habar is going to stick his horns into the male Levyosin. The Levyosin is going to, in 1 second, take his fins and slaughter and shech the Shur Habar. And then there's going to be a big suit aside from the Levyosin and aside from the Shur Habar. The Medrash asks, "Valei zu shchita ksheira, is this a kosher shchita? You're not allowed to shech with the fin of the behema." And the Medrash answers, "Teira chadosh of Lasid Lovey, Teira chadosh miti tete, is going to be a new Teira." We're going to explain at length what does it mean, new Teira. not Chas V'Shalom to confuse it with other people that claim to have a new Torah. Now we're going to focus more on the Shur HaBar. What's going to happen? What does the Shur HaBar represent? This wild ox. So Fakir that's explained in Siddhis that the Shur HaBar represents the person, the Baal Tshuva. The Shlev Yosin is this Helik HaTzadik of sleep in Himmel. The Shur HaBar is a tzaddik which dealt with the Gashmias. He elevated the world. He was in the world. And there's a maila to the Shur HaBar. There's a maila of a tzaddik that deals with the world. And there's a maila of Lev Yosin, the tzaddik which is higher than the world. They're both levels of tshuva. They're both levels of Eidus Hashem. Lasid Lavid, they're going to fight off. So to speak, Lasid Lavid, there's going to be this weighing. What's a better Aveda? The Aveda of Lev Yosin, or the Aveda of a tzaddik which is higher than the veld, or the Aveda of Sharabar, the person that's in the veld. And the maskana is going to be both the Suda of Lev Yosin and the Suda of Sharabar. There's a mile in each one, and Lasid Lavid, we're going to have the mile of each one.